Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Let's give God some praise in the house this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not going to be long. It's not my plan. I'm functioning off about 4 hours of sleep, but we're going to make it. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. I want to thank God for Bishop. I want to thank God for this camp meeting, first of all. Amen. It was life-changing. Amen. I tell you what. If you didn't get anything, your wood is wet. Amen. Amen. But God is good. He's good. He's good. He's good. I want to thank God for Bishop and First Lady. I want to thank God for Christian Fellowship Church, my church family. I want to tell everybody I love you all so much, so much. Thank you all for, I have some people that came out to help me with the camp. And I want to thank you all so much. I don't want to start calling names because I may leave somebody out. But just want to thank you all. We have about 60 children a day, and that's not easy. But I want to thank you. I want to thank God for my husband and my children. Amen. We'll be married almost 18 years coming up. Amen. Amen. So I'm so thankful. I'm very thankful. But let's get straight into the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Want to get straight into the Word. Don't want to prolong the time. All right. Camp meeting. I want to talk from this topic, from this thought. It's 1 minute before midnight. It is 1 minute before midnight. Now, this week of camp meeting, we all had very high expectations. You should have anyway, right? You came believing God for something, whether it was finances, whether it was healing, whether it was to get your spouse saved, whether it was peace, whether it was joy. We should have all been coming for something. Amen. Amen. But you know, anytime the Word of God goes forth, it's just like the enemy to bring distractions. Amen. Now, how many of you all had to press your way this week? You had to really, really press. You had to really press your week because there were distractions that come. And that's not uncommon because the Bible says when the Word of God is sown, immediately the enemy comes to try to steal that word. But you know what? There are distractions that come when you're believing God. There are distractions that come. I tell you, my husband and I made a decision this week because we had to really stay focused because almost every camp meeting, we start kind of irritating each other. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know the shoe in the wrong place, the toilet seat up. You know, that kind of stuff. We had to really focus. And, you know, I had to put my headphones on the way to church. And he put the music up loud. We had to really get focused on the Word of God because we didn't want to miss it. You all know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. All right. You all know what I'm talking about. When it's that time, when it's time for conception, there are distractions that are going to come. There are distractions that are coming. But we got to know that those distractions are nothing but things that seek to take our attention off the Word of God. Amen. They are calculated things. You know, you go into the workplace, you know, it's going to be that person that comes and say, you know, you know how they do. You know how they do. You're going to want to get mad and you want to get in strife and you want to get all that. But you know what? There's a critical period between conception and the manifestation. And you got to really work that word in that time. It's that one. It's 11:59 and then it's midnight. Amen. It's conception, then it's manifestation. And if you're not very careful, you can abort that manifestation before it comes. Because there are distractions that come to prevent you from pressing in. There are things I can promise you. I got a phone call every morning around the same time this week about something. Every morning. But I had to realize and I had to get into my mind that this is not about me, that what I had planted in my heart, what I was believing God for, it had already been conceived. But now I got to wait that minute in order for the manifestation to take place. It's a critical time period for the fulfillment of the promise. The circumstances, they come to take your focus off the certainty of the word of God. Circumstances are only temporary. What does temporary mean? It means lasting only for a few moments. But if you will put your focus on the certainty of the word of God, means the eternal word, the beginning and the end, the only thing that is able to change your situation, your manifestation will occur. Let's look at John, 1 John. 1 John chapter 1. It says, let's see, you got it up? Okay, I can read it out here.